Hello, you should today. I'm on my vehicle. How can I help?
Hi there, Paul. It's James from Andrew's office, okay?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, bud. I've got a client online you've been trying to get a hold of. Client's name is Sarah Louise Lawson, Lawson.
Yeah, go on, mate, pop it through.
Might left her a voicemail, is that alright?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right now, mate, yeah?
Yeah, cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Sarah. My name is Jay, and I work for MMA Legal. We're part of you to be passed through to the investigation team. This is obviously in relation to your specific redress scheme. My job is basically just get to know yourself a little bit better, and just to find out a bit about your background and how care has affected you, and what exactly it is that you've been through. We will then gather the information that you provide us, from the sentence that you've been part of or that you've been in, and then use that information to basically picture your claim, your case, and then be a part of that Scottish redress scheme. They will basically review it all and then make a decision on that. Now, I do need to ask you some questions. I obviously appreciate some of the questions might be a little sensitive, and they will also might be a bit uncomfortable for yourself to answer, but we do need the information and it's really able to build your case. So please, if you do need a couple of minutes or whatever, then please do just let me know, and I will mind taking a few minutes so I can call you back or whatever, okay?
No problem.
I will try and get through the questions as quick as there's only 10, so it should be nice and straightforward, nice and quick. And so
I'm sorry. Background noise for you then doesn't create to be on a ticket or a voice, please.
And it is an upgrade to be all right. We aren't in the office, we've got.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's fine and I will try and be as good as I can. Okay. First and foremost, I have your full name, Sarah Louise Lawson. Have you ever been known by any other name, or have you had your name changed by people or by marriage?
No, I'm still the same name, I've always been the same name.
Okay, brilliant, fantastic. And have you ever suffered, or do you still suffer with any anxiety, depression, PTSD?
I've been on and off with depression medication since I was 20.
Okay.
25 years now.
Okay, that's fine, no problem. And are you is that with your GP or is it like a mental health team?
See my GP, yeah. I have been seen the local the NHS mental health team as well.
Okay.
The local hospital.
Okay, that's perfect. Fantastic. Okay, and I'm supposed to have to ask you this question, but we do need the information. Do you suffer, or have you ever suffered any alcohol or substance abuse at all?
I had about 10 years marijuana.
Okay. Okay, and do you still think that now, or is that stopped?
No, that stopped a good few years ago now.
Okay.
Almost killed myself at a hole, I think, but no, it was on and off for a good 10 years, I think.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. And again, another difficult question. Sarah, have you ever attempted suicide before?
Yes. Only once that I was in the hospital for.
Okay. And do you know what hospital that was?
that would have been the Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy. Early 90s, I think.
In Kilmarnock, was that?
Sorry?
Where did you say that was, sorry? Victoria Hospital in...
Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy.
Ah, I'll do that, okay. Well, it's a bit, proving a bit difficult trying to understand a few Scottish accents. It can be a bit difficult. So you're
I can imagine
South accents as well.
I do speak quite clearly, but I can imagine it's difficult, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to be fair, you are one of the best calls I have to be fair, Canadian, pretty clear.
Good.
Okay. Well, fantastic, that's fine.
My customer service works pretty often.
Yes, definitely it is. Okay, fantastic. And obviously we are going to write to the authorities, hospitals, etc. I'm happy for us to do that.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, well, obviously when we do that, they are going to give us quite a lot of information with the care records. Now, some of this information will be information that you've not heard of before, or it'll be information that you've completely forgot. Would you like us to retain that information, or would you like us to share that with you?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay, so you want to have a think, and then when we've got it, you can decide?
Yeah, is that okay, is that an option?
Yeah,
that would be
good. That's fine. Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
There's a fine line there between trying to forget, but needing to know.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know what I'd do if it was myself, and I couldn't even begin to imagine, how you'd process it. The option is there, of course, if you ever did want to, even when it comes to a skin, if you don't want to, then with some time in the future, if you feel like you want to, we will store the records for a certain amount of time before we've got to remove them, so you have full access to share it completely to you. Okay. Well, fantastic. Would you prefer a male or female operator to correspond with you, or you're not too fussed?
I don't mind, to be honest.
Okay. That's perfect. And lastly, the best time to call, would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, I'm actually off work at the minute. I've had an operation on my foot.
Ah, right, okay.
So for the next kind of 4 or 5 weeks, I'm going to be at home most of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, if that needs updating anyway, so you're not busy. If you're not free in the morning, then just let us know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the end of the questions. Now, I just need to just be transparent with you and make sure that I've told you your options, Sarah. A, just so that it's fair, but B, also that to make sure that we're compliant with the regulatory bodies. And we're doing everything that we need to tick all the boxes, basically. So I'm just going to run through the fees with yourself now and make you aware of your options. So you can do the Scottish redress yourself, so you don't actually have to use anybody. You don't have to use any solicitor. You can do it all yourself. That just simply means that you go away and you have to gather the information and records and submit the redress yourself.
Yes.
Another option is you can use solicitors. Some solicitors don't charge you a fee, but however, they do have an agreement with the Scottish Government. So they get a subsidy payment of £2,000 per case, regardless of whether that case wins or not.
Right.
I can't speak for other law firms, so I don't know what effort and time they're spending, but they get paid regardless.
Yeah.
With ourselves, we would take a fee. That fee would be 16%, and that's capped at 20%, including VAT. And that would be for all of the work that we do, regardless of how long we spend on it. And that is also on a no-win, no-fee basis. So basically, if you do not win your case, then we do not charge you anything, especially given the nature of, the claim. The abuse rates will really be, we're not going to ask you for any financial payments or any payments towards anything. Okay? The only time that we would take anything would be if it's successful as you're happy with that, then we can back on from there. When you last spoke to us, you did sign a 14-day cooling off period.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've spoken and gone through this and clarified everything that we needed to, you can either restart that 14-day period now, or if you're happy for me to waive it now on the phone, we can get that waived and we can get started on your work straight away, basically.
Yeah, I think I'm happy for you to go ahead.
Yeah, okay, girl. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've now got our number, it's the 0161-563-0816 number I've called you from. If you do need anything at all, even if it's just a quick chat with any of us, or you know, anything you remember, anything at all, give us a quick call and one of us will be here to help and go through the case with you.
Do you have any idea of a time scale?
Yeah, so I was just going to say roughly around 8 to 10 months. The government are being quite fast with getting back to us. What takes a bit of time is the local authorities, so obviously the social care center that you are in. They can take a bit of time to get back to us with information. They are limited to 28 days. And to ask for a bit of more time, they'll have to give us a really good reason as to why they haven't got them. But roughly, it's taken around 10 months for the whole process, give or take. So we try and get everything through as fast as we can.
Okay.
Just before you go, Sarah, I have got a couple of things I need to clarify. Sorry that I didn't do that. I've got your care settings from 91 to 93, and I've got Playfield House in Fife, and then I've got Riverfield House.
Okay, Will.
Who is your GP, Sarah?
Oh, no.
Or what? Do you know what the surgery is called? It doesn't have to be exactly what I'm
saying. Yeah, it would have been the surgery. I don't think I've changed GPs until I was pregnant with my daughter. So it should have still been Cordillane Medical Practice in Glenelson.
COS Medical Practice in Glenrothes, was that?
In Glenrothes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I've got that here. COSLANE KY7482. That is perfect.
That's the one I'm with at the moment, but I'm sure that's the one I was with at the time.
Yeah, so they'll have, the way it works, they'll have all your previous GP records, as long as we've got the most up-to-date one, we'll be able to get all the rest on there. Well, so that's the medical practice, and then the last week hospital, any hospitals that you would have attended, would that have been?
That would have been either Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy. I don't think it was at the... We've got another bigger hospital locally, but I don't think I was there for anything. Later for medical stuff as I got older.
Okay. Okay, I see.
But I think
well, again,
the Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy.
Yeah, again, if you if there's any relational connections with any other hospitals, we'll find that out anyway, so not to worry, that's fine. Okay, so I've got everything that I need from yourself now. If there is anything extra you can do, please give us a call. We've got specialist people here. To give you a hand, even, you know, it's a bit of a crisis, and please get in touch. We've got professionals here in place, so, I will give you a call in about 4 to 5 weeks, and I'll just keep you updated and let you know where we're up to. Hopefully we get this sorted for you as soon as possible.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Alright, not a problem, thank you very much, Sarah.
See you soon.
Take care. And you, cheers, bye now. Bye.